Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your hosts, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio.
Hi, everybody, and once again, welcome to Psychic Secrets Show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. We are so thrilled to be with you here, and today is Saturday, February 11th, 2023, so we are soon going to be half of February this new year. Isn't that exciting? And because it's February, and because we soon, in a few days, we just have Valentine's Day, right? So I think today's topic is smashing. Self-love or self-sabotage? With myself and my beautiful co-host, Psychic Zelda Kelly. And I want to mention to you guys that we have agreed to do something new a few shows ago. So if you find yourself not being able to, time is running out for the show, and you understand we are not going to be able to grab your call, you can write your question in the chat room before the show ends, and you can find the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. And on the episode for the current show, right? You can also listen live at the same page if you prefer that and not want to call in. And we are here just for you. We have a stunning topic today. I just love this. We take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we would love to talk to you. So please call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial +1-563-999-3569. Now, stop talking, Anne, right? Let me bring on my co-host for Psychic Secrets Show for today, my beautiful sister, Zelda Kelly. Hi, Zelda, how are you?
Hello, my darling, beautiful friend, sister, and co-host. I'm doing well today. Thank you so much, and I hope you are too. This month is progressing on. I mean, it is just chugging along, isn't it? It's just really, we're to the middle of the month already.
It is.
Something else.
It is. Yes, it's absolutely wonderful, to be honest. And I have a feeling of a better energy generally this year for everyone. It doesn't mean everything is going to fall into place at once, because nothing is really a quick fix in our world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good energy. I love it. And now we have love in the air, right?
we do. Valentine's Day has never really been successful for me. I have to tell you, it never really has.
Okay.
I laugh about it, but, you know, it's okay. But my question is, and I didn't even look, I do not think that this is leap year. Do you know what leap year is?
No.
Leap year is when there are 29 days in the month of February. I'm going to look.
Oh, yeah.
Because leap year as a tradition is when a woman asks a man to marry her.
Yes, we don't have it this year. I know.
No, but thank God. I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook this year.
You're off the hook.
I'm off the hook this year.
You know what? It's funny to say because I'm like you. I didn't feel ever that Valentine's was something special. I never really celebrated it. It's just like a new invented holiday for me kind of thing, even if we had it for a long time here. So it's nothing that I really count on. I celebrate the rest of the year.
That's exactly right. Celebrate love all year except for just one day. I got to tell you, few years ago, way, way, way back when I was married, it was a wrong choice. I attracted the wrong choice. But he made sure that he served me with divorce papers on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, that is not exactly what you expect on Valentine's Day. But I did sort of expect it. So anyway, I've had some beautiful Valentine's Days. And so I think it's good to have a particular day that we can stop and just take a moment and really, really do appreciate. And yes, we do have to be reminded every year to appreciate that one person, and especially ourselves. This year, I have several dates on Valentine's Day, and their names are Riley, Shaggy, Scooby, Benji, Bilbo, Petey, Sammy, and Shaggy, all my little kitties. They are my Valentines. And I know right from the beginning that I have to pay for the whole date, but I don't get any guff, and I know that I am appreciated, and there we go. So that's it. So joke's over.
And you know
anyway,
what?
That's how I love spending my days.
That's beautiful. I miss my fur babies, but I got a new one today. Hang on, guys.
Oh,
on the sixth
let's
floor in an apartment building, a squirrel. I think it's a he, but I can't be sure, right? Isn't that funny?
Let's ask him.
So came straight into my heart, right? So I'm going to celebrate with the squirrel, but maybe tomorrow morning because now he's not here. I don't know what he's doing. Sleeping?
Oh.
Maybe.
So you are in Stockholm, and that's... oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And he's on the sixth floor. Yes. Bless his little heart.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I think the
outside of the building is a little bit rough made, and that's good, right? It looks beautiful, but it's easy for them to climb. Very easy.
Oh, isn't that fun? Isn't that amazing how they're just not afraid of... Of course, they're not afraid of heights or anything, but that brings me to this, which is our weather report today, Anne, because you are not in Greece. You are in Sweden.
No.
And it is cold. You are -4 degrees Celsius. That's cold. And I'm at 11 degrees Celsius. Yes. I'm here still in Georgia visiting, and I'm making arrangements to move on, hopefully in the next maybe 6 to 8 weeks. But for those who... understand Fahrenheit, I am at 51 degrees and Anne is at 22 degrees. Anne.
Yes.
That's chilly.
I'm freezing.
That's chilly.
It is. It is very chilly.
Aw. Well.
So we have snow and ice on the outside. Isn't that brilliant? Right?
There you are. There you are. Well, wonderful. Wonderful.
So,
I'm sorry.
Wonderful.
I interrupted you. Here we go.
No,
that's number one. Everybody keeping count. Zelda stepped on Anne.
Okay.
There we go. That's number one. That's number one. I was going to say about our last show because it was wonderful.
Yes. Yes, please. Remind us.
We talked about Anne gave a beautiful and wonderful presentation, and if you missed it, please go back. You can find prior episodes on the Blog Talk Radio site. You can go on to our Facebook, which is Psychic Secrets Radio Show, and you can find last week's show, and it talks about Anne presented us with cord cutting. I'll tell you what, I have been cord cutting every day. Nobody is safe. I'm just been going to town with the cord cutting, and I feel great, energized. You know, even when you come up with a circumstance in front of you, it's amazing you can still make sure that you maintain, but you can disconnect so you're not getting so emotionally involved, because that's the one thing that you can do in order to handle things is not get emotionally involved, and especially when it's other people's situations and circumstances. That's the best way to do it, is cut those cords. I loved it. And Anne, that was a beautiful presentation by you. I love that. And we should really talk about that again, because I think that is such an important subject.
It is important. And thank you so much. If I can, I always sneak in some advice about that part, because it is important. And, you know, as we said, it's a natural thing for us to create exchange energies all the time. And we do create cords, and that's how things should be, right? But they're not supposed to remain. And they do sometimes, quite often, to be honest.
Yes, they do.
Not only sometimes. And they build up, and we feel drained. We can have a little bit of chaos in our lives. We can see it in different ways. So when we start this process and doing it, we can notice the difference, and we can notice the difference easier if something is off. So that's a blessing, really.
It really, and I'll tell you what, since we had our last show, I've been really able to navigate through. My readings are actually feel to me to be really more spot on. I just think that it's a something that we have to do, and which I'm going to say this, it plays very well in today's show, because it's all about focusing on ourselves, taking care of ourselves, self-love, and how we are so easily led into self-sabotage. And that most times that people think, oh, it's so selfish of me to think of myself. No, it isn't. Because if you don't think of yourself and you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the other ones around you. And that's what happens. We lose our energy for so many other people that we have none left to ourselves, and it leaves us feeling drained at the end of the day.
Yes.
But, Anne,
yes,
I have something else to share with you, too, because I know that you are just, you've got your finger ready. I think it's time for you to play some announcements, don't you?
Yes, it is. How did you know my finger is ready? Finger on the trigger.
Well, you got the finger on the trigger, girl. I would say go for it.
Brilliant. So I just go for it.
Okay.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Anne Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239. Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host Psychic Angel Anne and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Anne and myself. We would love to have you. See you there.
So, my beautiful co-host, it's a love war going on already in here, right? I just love it.
Yeah, yes. I feel like Chip and Dale.
Are you ready? No, I don't.
Do you know, Chip and Dale are two cartoon chipmunks from back in the 60s, 70s that were just so sweet and adorable. And they would be like, oh, no, you first. Oh, no, you. Oh, please. Indubitably. These just so sweet little chipmunks. And they would just, anyway. So we say here in the States that if you're having a love fest, it's like, you know, well, it's like Chip and Dale. So now you know there's Chip and Dale.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, they are really sweet.
It is very sweet. And now we are still talking about love, but it's self-love. Yay! And actually that is the most important thing, right? Isn't it? Our relationship to ourselves. This is something I state all the time. It is a lifetime, and it is. It sounds funny to say, but it is true. We are living with ourselves from the day we come in here until the day we leave. So wanting to have the best vibration, being the best version of ourselves, we need to practice self-love. And first of all, above anything else, ourselves. Because when we are in a good place, then we can share more quality stuff with others, right?
Yes. Yes. That is for sure.
Yeah, it is. And do you have any specific stories about self-sabotage? How we can sabotage ourselves?
Oh, do I? Well, I think the biggest thing that I hear, and I've got to say this over and over again, we now as a people, as a group of people, as a race of people, which is all people, humanity are led by the internet, social media, the media. We are programmed to take care of this or that or that or this. And when it comes to ourselves, we sometimes can use this social media and the internet as a weapon. And that weapon literally can just really... It can ruin us. It can keep us from feeling love, experiencing love. You know, there's an old saying, because many times, and I get calls out there, and I'm not picking on anybody. I've been there, done it. But the moment that someone is not calling and texting the way we feel that they should be, we start on the hunt, and we put private investigators to the shame, because we'll go in and we'll look at social media, and then we'll start Googling names, and then we'll start doing that. And that is all a part of sabotage. And it means there has to be some self-control in there. There's a saying that basically says, if you check it, you wreck it. Because if you're going to look for a problem, you're going to find it. That's the law of averages. If you're looking at someone to see if they're doing up to no good, in your mind, you might find something where they seem like they're up to no good, because you need to justify things in your own mind. And that's all a part of the self-sabotage. And if we can just leave that part of us go and focus on ourselves and focus on what we need daily, we need to walk daily. Some of us sit too long in a chair. You need to at least move once an hour. You need to sit, when you first get up in the morning, sit on the edge of your bed for at least 30 seconds and let the fluids and the blood flow in your body just to get started again from after 8 or whatever, how many hours of sleep. You can't jump out of bed. That's why people faint or even have strokes when they get up in the morning first thing, because their body's not acclimated into moving. So we have to really, really start paying attention. And as the older that we get and in the environment that we are in, I think sometimes we should have just a mini little bubble around ourselves to protect ourselves and limit the amount of television, limit the amount of reality TVs. Yes, I know, I'm going to get some hate mail. Limit the amount. Well, that's true. And sadly, we gravitate to those things that are not good for us. And unfortunately, it makes us feel worse than makes us feel better. As an example, you have these reality shows of these people who are really, really grossly overweight because of circumstances in their lives. Who watches those things? Those people who normally want to lose weight. I know, I'm going to get it. It's okay. But it's the same thing. The people who watch those, the cheater shows, are the ones who are going through an experience in which they've either been cheated on or they are also cheating. We have to be careful because like attracts like. Self-sabotage,
yes, exactly.
I think that definitely, yes, I think that is definitely a part of self-sabotage, of seeking an answer when you know the truth deep down, deep inside. You just know the truth, and yet you can't accept it. So you keep seeking. You keep seeking until one day the truth just basically almost has to smack you and say, okay. And then it's unfortunately the time when we are down at our lowest that we realize, how much time did I waste in this circumstance? How much time did I waste crying about this person? How much time did I waste spending money and doing things and chasing things that were not good for me? So, Anne, what do you have? What's your take on all this?
I fully agree with you because I don't say that it's easy, and we are in this world, we are taught in a different manner, right? We are taught to watch all these soap operas and reality shows and everything. And it's good to be aware that things can be bad, right? But we are not supposed to focus on it, because what we focus on, that's what we're going to have. We talked about this, universal laws, laws of attraction, laws of focus, everything of that nature. So here's the thing. We can train ourselves actually to detach ourselves from the side of problems, meaning it doesn't mean that we are supposed to put our head in the sand and don't acknowledge things. No, two different things, right? But when we experience someone, I've been this through this myself. I have my own kind of circumstances. I was with someone who didn't want to commit. There was no one else involved in the picture, nothing else. He was just a troubled soul. And I gave that 3 years. And I came to the point when I said, you know what, and talking to myself, right? If he doesn't really want to commit after such a long time, what are you doing? Just release it. I don't say it's an easy thing, but it comes down to we can never, ever make someone else go the way, choose the path we want them to, right? It's not possible. We can, we change our response. And sometimes we just need to detach ourselves and turn it around. Many people say, am I not good enough for this person? And I always tell them, you know, turn it around. Do they deserve me? And that's not something I say to claim that there's something wrong either with them or myself, right? But are we in alignment? Do we fit each other? Maybe we have different goals, even if they are not outspoken, because that's probably the most challenging thing when there is no expression of things. It's like everyone is sneaking around. No one wants to be the first one popping something. And we never get anywhere. It's like we are dancing around in circles without reaching just about anything, right? So detachment, thinking, and actually putting yourself first. And something I always heard too, That baffles me a little bit, to be honest. I've done it myself, so I'm not going to say I haven't done it. I've done just about everything, and that's a learning too, right? It doesn't feel comfortable, but what the heck? I'm here now. I'm still alive. And it, everything is about understanding. So kind of lost track. I'm so sorry. I'm talking too much, I think. So something about...
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, because people, they try to chase someone and they are so hard on themselves, right? They have much more compassion and patience when it comes to the other person. And why? Because we are not taught it. In this world, many times it's the message is that if you focus too much on yourself, you're selfish. No, you're not. Because if you become the good version of yourself, I'm not talking about having a bad attitude or being cocky or, you know, thinking you are above anyone else, because we are all equals, right? I'm talking about prioritizing yourself and give yourself that love and compassion that you focus elsewhere. Turn it within. Do you agree, Michelle?
Yes. pardon me. I totally and wholeheartedly agree. And here's an example of the self-sabotage. I have a client, and she's listening now, so I'm sure that I'm allowed to say this, and I hope she's my client after she hears this. But she, to bless her heart, I love her to death. She is seeing two different gentlemen in two different circumstances, and both gentlemen are committed in other relationships. And because these gentlemen don't call her or text her, or they don't get together when she feels that they should be, it's a daily struggle for her because she blames herself. Why? Here's listen very closely to this. Because the moment that someone does not do what we think they should be doing, then we have to start with the next phase, and that is the justification phase. And that is, well, maybe they don't like me. Maybe they're over me. Maybe I'm too fat. Maybe the sex is bad. Maybe that I'm too skinny. Maybe they didn't like the car that I drive. Do you think I need to trade my car in? Do you think that they don't like this? When they are totally committed in two different relationships and she's not in a relationship, get this, listen, she's in a situationship. She's not in a relationship. She is in a situation which requires her and anyone else who, I've been there, I'm not judging. I've been there, and I'm going to say this. The reason I know how to help with this is because I've experienced it. And the fact is that it's hard to think that someone doesn't love you, someone doesn't think of you 24/7, someone doesn't. And it's also the fact that we have to think of that people have to work. They don't sit on their phone 24/7. And if they do, that is a problem because they need to be working. They need to be time for all of us to sit back and really realize what it is that we want, realize what we want in our lives. And it doesn't have to be only a relationship. It can be the car we drive, where we are living, if it's not a place that feels like home or if it's temporary. You start making plans. And how do you make plans? Well, you start envisioning you being in the end result. But it all comes down to the invitation that both Ann and I have for all of you today is to be selfish. That doesn't mean that you have to deny other people of your kindness and your worth because, well, you can't help yourself because you're kind and you're loving and you're beautiful. But think of yourself first. Is this the right thing for me to do? Because I have to live with that memory. I have to live with those I have to live with the pain. And this one young lady, if she's still listening, she is. She just texted me. She said, oh, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so the first thing she said to me is this, but Zelda, I want to have fun. This is, and my question to her was, you call this fun? The anxiety of wanting to know when someone is going to be calling you, the anxiety of knowing that someone has someone else that they're paying attention to. You're in a situation. You're not in a relationship. And that's what we have to, we put ourselves there, and then unfortunately we look for someone else to get us out. And if you put yes. yourself in a situation knowingly, you have to knowingly take the steps to get out. And that's perfect.
Yes.
Now, many of us can become victims, as in a victim mentality, that we don't really realize that we're being mentally abused and even sometimes physically abused. And I'm not going to get into that, but we have to get ourselves in a good place so that we attract good situations.
Yes.
Just remember,
yes.
like attracts like. That's it. Like
yes.
attracts like. You can't help it. If you feel like you're down in the dumps, you're going to attract being down in the dumps, and you're going to hear every sad song, music going. You're going to see every sad movie. But if you're happy, you're going to see all the comedies. You're going to hear all the uplifting music, and you're going to bring back good memories. And that's how you function. And cord cutting.
Yes.
So go back and listen to Anne and learn how that to cord cut, because that is a very, very important part in our lives.
Yeah. And I have something to add here, first of all.
Yes,
or last, maybe. I'm not going to continue for a long time, I promise. But here's the thing. A good example to think about, okay, I am in a situation where I don't feel happy. I don't like it. I have been there for a year, just to mention a number, right? And, you know, I don't do anything about it. I just continue, but I feel miserable, right? So another year
yes.
goes by, and maybe another year. So, you know, when we are thinking back, I don't mean that we need to stress ourselves, because we don't gain anything from punishing or stressing ourselves, right? But we can
yes.
think about, okay, if I give this a certain amount of time, and then I need to actually take a step back and maybe say, okay, this is the end of this, because I'm not playing along with it anymore. I'm not going to sit here for 5 years waiting for someone who cannot make their mind up. And that doesn't mean that I judge them either, but I need to see. It's about perception also, right? And understanding
yeah.
and putting it onto yourself. Because when you think about it afterwards, you're going to have a sense probably that I lost 3 years. For what? Right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. And self-love is never selfish. Never, ever. Because
no.
who is going to love you the most? You. You are the best one
that's
giving
right.
your self-love. And you are worthy of every single piece of love you can have. May every one of you be showered with self-love from yourselves, right?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Ms. Zelda.
And if I can add one more thing before we get into our calls, that is, I want you to remember, if you cannot love yourself, how do you expect the right person to come in and love you the way you want to be loved? You've got to love
exactly.
yourself. You've got to think about yourself. You've got to look in the mirror and you've got to think, hey, I'm the hottest thing walking. You know, and my son, I know I've said this before, my son laughs because I walk around my place when I'm doing these self-love affirmations. And at the end of it, I'll say, and everyone wants to be me. Now, it's kind of a joke, but what it's doing is it's raising my vibration and my frequency, and it helps with self-love. Not that I don't love myself. I certainly do. But there's been many, many times that I have gotten into situations that have horrible
yeah.
And I can say this, that it actually, at one point, I ended up homeless because of it, not making the right decision, not making the right circumstance, putting people away from me that were trying to give me good advice and bringing those in that were encouraging me to stay on the wrong path. That was wrong, and I knew it. And you've got that little switch in you. Most of us do.
Yeah.
That you know when something doesn't feel right. You know. And you have to take steps.
Yes.
Sometimes we can't. And I understand that. But you've got to take steps to do the best you can to change. Because nothing changes if nothing changes. It's all about self-love and self-dignity, self-character, self-respect. That's what else it is. So, yes, I think we can cite many, many examples, and I have daily where we're actually helping to counsel others on what we need, what we really need to be paying attention to in the life. And it's not that, well, this person doesn't want me or this circumstance isn't working out. It's, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? You got the power within. So what are we going to do about it? What's the next step? Yeah. And Anne is right. When you sit back and you see the calendar going and you see the clock going and you think, wow, I'm in the same place that I was a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and nothing has changed. Well, the only person that can change it is you. And that's that one.
Yes.
That's all a part of self-love. It's all a part of self-love.
Yes.
So there,
is.
My darling. Yes. Yes.
So, my beautiful co-host, what do you say? Are we ready to start grabbing some calls?
I think so, but are you going to do some announcements first? Because I know you can't wait, or are we going to wait on that?
We can wait on them. We can take them a little bit later.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes,
so,
I'm ready for calls.
Let's go to first caller, area code 231, area code 231. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Oh,
I think the caller dropped.
I think the call is, yes, I think the call dropped.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So let's progress forward here. Let's go to area code 310, 310. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vince from New York.
Hi,
Vince. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, still worried about not having a job or anything, but I'm going to get into that in a second, but I just wanted to comment a couple of things that you were saying earlier. First of all, it's so nice and refreshing to hear women talk about how much they loathe Valentine's Day, because I have always hated Valentine's Day. It's totally meaningless. And, you know, I've been with women say, you didn't give me a card, you didn't do this, you didn't do that for Valentine's Day. And so I come back with one thing, and this is what I always say. If a guy can't tell his wife, his girlfriend, every day how much he loves her and adores her, one day is not going to make a difference, you know.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Yeah, and I've been in a point where, you know, like just out of the spur of for no reason at all, I've bought my ex-girlfriend's, you know, little gifts here and there throughout the year. So there's no reason for Valentine's Day to be that special day you have to spend a ton of money on me just because you show me that you love me. So
lots of pressure
on
you guys. Lots of pressure. But what can we help you with, Vince? We've got to get going here. But what can we help you with?
Well, anyway, I wanted to get you an update and see what you feel about this. So, you know, I told you, last week I got fired, but I've been in contact with the HR person there, and she said that I am eligible to be rehired. So I've been reapplying for the same company. But on Thursday, I had a job interview with another medical company. And then yesterday I had a job interview with a brewery, and I had a job interview with another company that makes plastic bottles for like the water companies and like, you know, like every company that you can think of, like for ketchup and whatnot. So I'm wondering if you see going back to getting an offer from another, from the same company that I just got fired from, getting rehired, because I really like to go back there and have another chance, or if any one of these jobs are going to pan out.
Okay. Michelle, do you want to start?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll be glad to. Okay, Vince, I've got some... I don't remember what we talked about. I do remember what you talked about, but I don't remember what sign. I've got some Scorpio and some Aquarius energy here. And that's telling me, when you mention water, I'm feeling that that water company may just kind of step up and want more interview, want to talk to you. And I think that is a good outlet for you. The other thing I do see is celebration. And I also feel that the company that you were with may have another spot for you. However, I think that you would be happy and maybe even happier with this new company that's got what you mentioned, the water company. So that's what I'm getting. And it would be very soon. You've got some new beginnings here.
They actually make the plastic bottles that the water companies and other companies use. So, and it's called Amcor. So they make the containers. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looks like Anne. What do you come up with, my dear?
I think we are following each other as we always do, right? So here, Mr. Vince. First of all, I get the same as Miss Zelda. First, they show me about the company that fired you, right? I feel you have a good chance to go back there, but that's going to be more like a team player. I think they are generally actually happy with your performance. I think the basis for firing you was something else, right? Maybe they are restructuring or doing something. Yes. So I see water, and I see also when you pick and choose that company, because I feel like you're going to have the opportunity to pick and choose here between at least 2-3 options. And the water company feels like that's where you can thrive. That's where the terms and conditions are going to be the best ones for you. Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you see me working like real soon?
I have a sense that that's going to come pretty soon too. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. And one more quick question. On Valentine's Day, I have to go to court to find a traffic ticket. Do you see me winning that if the cop doesn't show up?
Miss Zelda?
I didn't quite hear the question. I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear it. What was that again, Ben?
On Valentine's Day, which is Tuesday, I have to go to court because I got a speeding ticket in a country road. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, like over a year and a half ago, and it's finally going to court on Tuesday. So I'm wondering if I'm going to win that, if the cop shows up or gets thrown out, or, you know, what's going to happen with that.
I see you smiling. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but I do see you smiling. And so if you're smiling, that means that you're happy about it. So that's what I'm getting, my dear. But good luck on that.
Yeah.
Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank
you
so
much.
You
be well.
All right.
Okay, then. Take care now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. So, good start for us, right? Thank you, Mr. Vince.
Yeah.
And let's go to the next one. Are you ready?
I'm
ready. Ready, steady. Left?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of skipped here, but I went to area code 602. Area code 602. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi. My name's Evelyn from Arizona.
from Arizona.
Evelyn?
I didn't catch
okay.
the first name. Evelyn. Okay.
Yeah.
Evelyn. Welcome. So how can we help you?
Okay. I was wondering, kind of looking to see what direction I should go in to look for a new job. I have a job, but I want to find something different. I don't think it serves my purpose anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Anne, do you want to go?
Yes.
What would you like to do?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I can start. So I had a card falling out here, and they are telling me that your wishes are going to come true. That's not the direction, but it's a good sign that you're on track. It's a good time for
yes.
you to change direction. And I'm not really shown the area, but they are telling me that this is a time when you feel drawn to something, don't think so much about the circumstances and if you have all qualifications and everything, because sometimes it's also our personality. So just go, send your intentions out into the universe. Of course, I'm not talking about if we don't have a judge's degree, that's kind of not conducive to sending an application mm-hmm. for that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So we keep it a little bit logical, but don't let it stop you. And I don't see what you're going to get, but I do feel that it's a time, and I see you signing something. So that means for me that you are probably going to sign a new work contract, something. I will place this within, at the most, a couple of months.
Okay.
That's the time frame I can see. So let's see what Miss Elder has.
Hi there. Okay, Miss Evelyn.
Hi.
I've got Sagittarian, Taurus, and Aries element and signs on the board for me. I do have money cards, and I do have definite opportunity and growth for you coming about. Now, my question is, I'm not so sure you are, but are you in any of the healing? Do you have any medical or any healing jobs or anything like that? Because you've got medical, and I'm not saying that you're sick. I'm talking about jobs. Any type of medical around you?
Like medical jobs around me or just in my...
Well, no, you. No, what you, because you've got healing energy around you. And are you in the healing business? Yes. Because
I am really...
Not. Okay, okay. The reason I think it's coming up is because it looks like many people come to you when they have something, an issue to resolve. Maybe you're a good listener and you're always grounded and you always keep your cool. The biggest thing
mm-hmm.
is for you that I'm seeing that Spirit tells me is be careful not to feel regret and making some changes. I do not see an area of employment, but what I am seeing is a change in money for the better. And I'm going to say within 3 months, and the number that I'm coming up for you is a number 5 related for this. So I don't know what that means. You may know what that means or resonate with that later, but that just gives you an idea of what you can look forward to.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, keep us posted, Miss Evelyn. Thank you so much for calling. And
okay,
we're rooting
thank
for
you.
You. We're rooting for you. Okay, great.
Okay.
Take
yes.
care now. Thank you.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So wonderful. And let's go on
yes.
to the next one, right? I think we have a flow here.
Yes.
So just bear with me a minute. Here we have area code 850. Area code 850. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, I'm Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
From Florida.
Oh, I'm doing good. I was just wanting some spiritual messages. Do any of my angels have any messages for me, or you know, something like that?
Okay.
Your
okay.
angels
and
any
are you
messages
ready?
For you. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay,
and,
be my guest.
I have a wonderful angel here, Michelle, for you. that's bringing you the energy of fire, and that's a very progressive and wonderful and, you know, go for it driven energy. So there are some good things that are going to come for you. And first of all, you're going to receive some news that are going to be positive. I'm not being told in what area, because it feels like this is something you probably haven't expected to, but there's something that's going to bring you into a little bit of a slightly corrected path forward that's going to be wonderful for you. And you are told that you're very, very genuine and very smart and very clever, and you can do whatever you want. You just need to focus and put your intention into it. So I hope that makes sense to you, Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Let's see what Michelle does have.
Okay.
Very interesting thing here, Michelle, is that while I was shuffling, your cards fell to the floor. And when that happens, that means there is definitely for me to pay attention as to what's going on with you. I come up with some Scorpio energy. I also, I'm also coming up with, there's a lot of water element here, which is telling me that I think sometimes you are more intuitive than not. I've just got to say, things, I can see that maybe there have been some uncertainty, maybe even some anxiety, maybe even some sleepless nights, and I'm being told that that's over. That's over. There's going to be some new changes, new beginning. I've got a lot of also air element here, and the air element here is telling me that, well, you're really putting your mind to things. You're really, and I don't know what sign you are, and it doesn't really matter because I'm reading for you, but you have the yes card, and that was the predominant card that fell to the floor, and that means your heart's desire, your wish fulfilled, and I think you're manifesting, and you're working very, very hard on being an even better version than yourself. I don't know how you can get much better than you are, but you're working on that new, better version than yourself. I've got a Sagittarius here, but there's an enlightenment coming for you and a very big spiritual card of the High Priestess. So I think you've got a very good journey for this year, my dear. You keep up the good work and things are going to start working in your favor.
Oh, I hope so. I have a lot of stuff on my mind.
Well, I can see that. But you know what? One step at a time. You can't take care of everything all at once. One step at a time. You're going to be just fine, my dear.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
I need all my angels.
Yes, you do.
Well, keep
you
us
have
posted,
them with
darling.
You.
Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed day.
And you too, Michelle.
Will
thank
do.
You so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So let's see here if we can. Sometimes the board is creating a little bit of trouble with me. I hear a little kitty talking.
This is Petey.
So,
this is Petey coming in and verifying everything. So yes, you've got the blessing of Petey.
That's wonderful. So let's go to area code 440. Area code 440. Hi caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I didn't really catch your name. I'm sorry. And where you're calling from? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now we hear you. I didn't hear your name. I'm so sorry. Can you please
say
it again and where you're calling from?
My name.
Okay.
I'm talking using my computer.
Yes. Yes. Hello?
So
yeah, unfortunately. apparently, unfortunately, we can't hear you.
Thank you for taking my.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. Now.
Thank you. Yes. Hello.
Yes.
I know it's a little bit. Try to ask the question
me?
And try. Yeah, now we hear you, but if we didn't catch your name,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. We didn't. It cuts off. Please.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking on the computer with Google Voice.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, that's why you're going in and out, my dear.
Same thing I have.
Okay.
Hear me now.
Yeah.
You're going in and out. If you can hear us, so we're catching
can
about
you hear me
every
now?
third or fourth word.
Oh boy. Can
yeah.
you?
I think if
Honey,
you
I'm
want to catch, yes, I'm so sorry. We can't. We need to go on to the next. We can't really hear you. Can you please call back in with a different, in a different way? Is that okay for you? Okay, because we cannot hear you.
I don't have a
I'm
phone.
So
this is all I have.
Okay,
all
now
I
we
have
hear
for
you.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We just can't hear you. You're going in and out, honey, and I'm sorry. If you
all
can
right.
see our chat, put your question in our chat, and we'll be glad to answer. You can see our chat. We'll do that, my dear. But we do have to move on. So
all right.
Thank you
Thanks.
So much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty,
thank
bye-bye.
Bye. So sometimes it's difficult to hear, right? So we move on to the next. And
yes.
we go, oh, okay. Hang on, bear with me. Area code 229. Area code 229. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin, Georgia. Well, we are so happy you called us. How can we help you?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know. Do you all do medical questions?
Yes. Anything you want
okay.
to ask, we try to answer.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. I've been on dialysis for about a year and 4 months, maybe 5 months, but I'm a former Marine, and they're going to put me on, I'm going to be, after I finish up my dental and my, do some tests, other tests, they're going to put me on the kidney transplant list. And I just, my question is that I just want to know, do you see that happening? Do you all see me actually getting a new kidney?
Okay. So I just need to mention something for the forum of it, just so that we are on the same page, all of us. We can answer your question, but we are not allowed to claim that we are 100% correct or anything when it comes to medical and serious matters,
right?
Right? But I know you know that.
I do understand.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you. And we can answer in a spiritual sense, right? That's what I always say. Ms. Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll be glad to start. First of all, Mr.
All right.
Melvin, I want to thank you for your service, sir, and Semper Fi
yes,
to
ma'am.
You. I have a brother who is also a fellow Marine, and I know it's,
okay.
you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. So
always, always.
So, always
yes,
a Marine, always in Semper Fi. Okay, so here we go.
Yes, Semper Fi, always faithful.
Semper Fi, that's it, always faithful, exactly. I have some very earthly energy for you, which is Virgo coming out, and also some very... I'm sorry?
I am a Virgo, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you are a Virgo, okay. Well, that's why it's coming up then. Okay, and I've got an airy sign of Aquarian. Now, the Aquarius is blessings, prayer, faithfulness, the ability to look forward into the future, and I do see a new beginning for you, which is opportunity, growth. I'm going to say on a very limited way that I feel that you're going to be very, very happy and have some new opportunity in the future. I can say that much. So I do see news coming to you, and I think there's going to be a smile on your face, and you've got a little ways to go yet. But I do feel,
yeah.
And you've got some cards that went to the floor, but I do feel that you are being divinely looked after, and I think that definitely you've got some wisdom and understanding, and you certainly are directed. So I think things are going to work out for you, sir.
I thank you. Wow, I need that. Wow.
Okay, good. Let's see what Miss Ann has to say.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, everyone, and Mr. Melvin
hi.
Here. So this is coming up as fine, thank you, and thank you too. I'm not in the U.S. I'm actually in Sweden. Maybe you know that if you heard the show, right? So on the other side of the globe. But thank you for your service. And you know, it's very honorable. It's very honorable. It for me, this is coming up as emotional, and of course it is when we talk about our well-being, right? It always is.
Right.
I can see also that your wishes are coming true. That's another way of expressing it, like Ms. Zelda said, right? I see you being happy, and I also see justice, and this is not legal justice or anything. This is justice for you, the spiritual justice, the karmic justice. And I feel that you are going to be happy. You're going to feel very confident, and you're going to receive some news here. I also see a very earthly and grounded energy for you. When I get a sense, I can't see a timeline or anything. I think Ms. Zelda said that there's a little bit of wait here before things come along, but that's probably the case. But after this, you're going to feel great, and you're going to feel like maybe learning something new that you have the energy and the willingness to do something good for yourself. And I feel so happy to say that, to be honest with you. I hope this makes sense to you.
Oh, yeah, it will, because, see, I'm a football coach, and I haven't coached in a while. I love young kids and stuff to coach them football. You know, I did that when I got out of the Marine Corps. And so, single now, but do we all have time? I can ask one small favorite question.
If we can make it quick, sir, I think we do. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. God bless. Thank you. I just want to know, you know, at the dialysis center, and then with my family, the people at dialysis, some of the techs and some of the nurses, and even the doctors, they're not treating me right. So I had to call the patient advocate, which I am a patient advocate, and I had to call and report some of the techs and nurses. My question is, do you see some of them leaving or just being dismissed? Because
okay.
They're so
rude. You want to take that?
Not just me, but other patients. Older ladies.
Okay.
They rude to the
okay.
people.
Okay, Miss
Ann.
So the question is... Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry for that. So, Melvin, the question is, if I see anyone leave, and I have a sense there will be some changes coming along here. It had been a lot of things going on, and have been a need for a decision to come around, and I feel that decision is going to come, and I feel that you're going to be happy with that one too. And things are going to look up. They are going to be better. It's going to look very different. It's going to be much better. So let's ask Ms. Zelda. Ms. Zelda, what do you have?
Okay.
I agree, and actually I see some people, they're actually walking away new changes and some changes being made. The most important thing is your peace and your peace of mind, and I do feel that that's coming because you've got a new beginning here, and I think this year is going to be your year of many, many triumphs, and many obstacles that you are overcoming, which is very good. I really love that for you.
I need that. Boy, I need that. It's so much.
Good.
It's so Good. It doesn't take days to talk to you all about it, but I know you don't have
time. Well, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
And you too.
You too. Call us and let us know how you're doing, Mr. Melvin.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. You be well. Alrighty, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So let's see. I think the studio is making me a little bit annoyed today, but it's technical, like always, right? There's no mercury retrograde,
yes.
I suppose, right? Okay,
no, we don't have a mercury.
Good.
We're just going to blame you. That's it. We're just going to blame you. No, I'm teasing you.
And I'm going to chase you when I have the opportunity, right?
That's fine. I will let you. I deserve it.
Sorry for that. Absolutely. So I think we have a caller here too. And I'm sorry for my voice. Oh, area code 775. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, ladies. I love both of you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How's things going?
Welcome.
Thank you. I don't know if you remember, but I'm the lady who got an attorney named Eddie and Kevin, and they're wonderful.
Yes, we remember.
And
because
I was denied for my long-term home health care. And they officially submitted the appeal on the 7th. So the company has about 5.5 weeks legally to respond, and my attorney feels that I'm in great shape, and he is prepared to litigate if they do not approve me. He's a very strong attorney, very successful, and this attorney is so smart. He paid out of his own pocket to have a third party come over and carefully review my disabilities and put that in writing. And in the appeal, he basically says, you've had over 7 months to ask Wendy to do this, but you haven't. And the irony is you had one of your doctors make a comment about Wendy, and this doctor has never seen me or touched me. So now we're getting closer to, I hope, success. And I hope that this company does not ask for an in-home assessment on their side as well. If I have to, I'll do it. But it's very stressful and invasive.
Well, I can see that. I can see that. Anne, do you want to go first?
Please go, if you can.
Okay. All right, Miss Wendy, here we are. I'm just going to say I've got a celebration. The sun is shining. There is a new beginning. And I'm going to say that there is a complete transformation here, it's like there's an end of a situation, which is this, and then a new. The good thing is your attorney is very much ready to litigate. I see that. And he's very confident. I can assure you, even though he paid it out of his pocket on the front end, you will be paying him back on the back end.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But still,
he put $1,200 up front. He would not have done that if he didn't have faith that we'd be winning.
That's correct. You have the Justice card out here, which is also a Libra, but that is the Justice, the Balance, and then there's a Money card right beside it. So I'm just going to say, just take a breath and know that this is, it's just now a matter of time and it's logistics, and, you know, just waiting on it is the hardest time, but I do see it coming forward for you.
All right, and I hope the company does not make me do an in-home assessment, because I've already done that through my attorney, a third party that is unbiased, and also with all my medical records and my doctor, I have so much proof.
I'm not sure about that, because I don't think that that's come into real play yet. I want to say that I don't think so, but I also want to say that they may mention it. But I think that your attorney has got a good grip on things, and he can really, really drive this in the direction it needs to go. Let's see what Ann has to say.
All righty.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Ms. Wendy. And I get all good energies around you here. Like Ms. Zelda, I think Ms. Zelda said it too, right? There's a turnaround here for the better. I see very practical energies that are very positive. Things are going to fall into place. You have been going through something that feels a little bit challenging, but you are on a good side. And I think that you have the best attorney that you could have. So what they are saying is that you're going to be happy, there's financial security, and you're going to start to find some magic in life, meaning you can put focus and effort into other things. I see that there will be still coming unexpected opportunities and possibilities that's in your favor, right, that are yet to come. And I don't sense that you need to worry about that part. That's not 100% yes or no answer, but they say basically that you don't need to worry about that thing that you mentioned. I'm kind of stumbling on the words here. When they want to check you out or have proof or anything, because as Ms. Zelda said also, I get a sense that your lawyers are going to be steering that in a different direction because it already have been done, right? So I feel
exactly.
That everything is good on your end. And you can soon start to feel that you are free from this and you can breathe easily and feel like, nice, over and done with. That's what I feel.
Well,
okay?
This sounds great because I gave this insurance company carte blanche almost 8 months ago. Look at my records. Here's my signature and date. They could pull everything, even imaging documents. So they've been very lackadaisical, but I do have an attorney. He made a comment to me via email yesterday. He said that he may be biased, but he said I chose well in selecting him. And, I sent him an email, and I loaded compliments very heavily. And I said absolutely,
wow.
And I complimented him excessively.
That's
wonderful.
You know,
I know he appreciates it.
Yeah. And the insurance company has until about the 21st day of March. My attorney is serious. He is a lion just waiting to jump into the den if they give him any nonsense. I think they know it. I think the insurance company is aware of his name from previous encounters with the company, and which is good. So one thing I'm worried about is that I caught COVID on December 9th. The following day, I passed out cold. 911 had to be called to get me back into my wheelchair. And then on the 31st day of January, I was in my wheelchair and I almost passed out, and I fought it and I did not pass out. So I'm hoping they want to do an EKG and do some blood work. I'm thinking this is maybe just I'm still getting my recovery from COVID. Do you think I'll get good news when I have my EKG and my blood work?
Well, we are not able to diagnose Miss Wendy, but I will tell you this. I believe that I'm going to say this. Your doctors, you're in good care, and you've got the Nine of Cups here. You've got the Strength card, and you've got the Hanged Man. The Hanged Man means that there's an enlightenment, a little ways to go, but I know that you're going to come out of this okay. So I don't want to cut you short, but we are going to have to. We do have some other things here planned for the rest of the show. So, but thank you so much. Keep us posted. Everything is going to work out for you. I just know it will. And we appreciate you calling. Keep us informed how you're doing, Ms. Wendy.
Well, thank you both.
Absolutely.
I think you're both lovely and wonderful, and I love your show.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We appreciate
and we love
you,
you
very,
too.
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. So, yes, Miss Zelda.
Do you think you have some announcements, my dear, that you've got to make? I think you do.
I have. I always have, don't I?
You do. You do.
Don't ask me. So now I'm going to do a few. Here they come.
Okay, great.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Find us at psychicsecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at Extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official. Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host Psychic Angel Ann and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Ann and myself. We would love to have you. See you there. We now have a tip jar available at our page at www.blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you have a chance and you have a little extra jingle in your pocket, if you'll stop over, and we would appreciate any donation that you can. Of course, we love to have you here and you're not obligated at all, but this helps us keep the show going. Thank you so much in advance for your generosity, and of course, we love having you here. Thanks so much. If we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And if you wrote your question in the chat room before the show ends, we will be glad to answer your question after this show. Please feel free to write your question in the chat before the end of the show.
So, coming back to all of you again, and I want to make just a few more announcements. On today's show, we have been talking about self-love or self-sabotage with Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. And the next upcoming show is next Saturday, February 18th, after Valentine's, right? So next week, yeah, we're going to hold open lines for you, plus chatting about spiritual matters as we usually do, right? But open lines. So remember to come on for next week. Yes, please, Miss Zelda. What else do we have to say? We have a little time today to talk. Isn't that wonderful?
We have a little time. Wow, that was wonderful. And we have some wonderful calls. And yes, I'm not muted again, am I? No, I'm not muted again.
No, you're not.
Muted me last week.
I'm so sorry.
That tells all of you exactly how Miss Ann, she just wants to make me quiet, so she just moves me. There you go. No,
I think what happens with the studio is that it kind of slides sometimes, and that's why it happens to me that I do click on the wrong button too, because we try to take everyone in order, right? But it does happen. So anything can happen. I don't remember muting
anything
you, but I probably did because you were. So, do you have anything to sum up with today's topic about self-love and self-sabotage. I think it's a really, really important topic, to be honest, because we are living with ourselves for a lifetime. It's a literally lifetime, isn't it?
It sure is, because the one thing that I always smile when people will call me and say, oh my gosh, I'm just filled with so much anxiety. I just need to get away. Well, the one thing that many don't realize is that when they do get away, and even if they're changing their environment and they can go wherever they want to go, you can't run from yourself, and you're going to be changing, and you're going to be experiencing the same anxiety no matter where until you handle it. And of course, sometimes we need professional help in handling anxiety and situations. We're not saying that you don't. But what we're saying is today, if you could just start, look in the mirror and start telling yourself that you love yourself. That's the most important thing. You love yourself so much that you're going to take care of yourself. So you're here for your family and your children and your friends and all of those who need you, because you need yourself just as much. But sometimes you've got to eat that piece of chocolate, and you've got to drink that little drink, and sometimes you just have to watch that show and do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. Yeah. I've met so many people. I even fall into that, Anne, where I think, okay, well, I'm so busy, I don't have time for this today. But then I realize I need to make time. I need to make time.
Yes.
It's very true.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you're in charge. And here's something else I want to add. Many people say, but this person says that to me, and this person tells me I'm like this. Yeah. And they can tell you whatever they want. It's kind of free will, and they're right. They can do it. But do they deserve you to be there for them if they do, right? And everyone can have opinions, but there are no one who knows you as good as you. No one else. Because you are
very, very true.
Yourself, right?
Very true.
Yeah.
The real test in many relationships. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anne. You weren't finished.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I think I'm forgetting again. But I think it's something in these lines. So if someone tells you something, they are rude to you, or they tell you you're bad or you're ugly or you're fat or whatever, you know, that's a reflection of who they are on the inside. It's not about what you are, right? So turn it around, see it from the other angle. That's the only thing I wanted to say, right?
Yes. Very much. I forgot what I was going to say. Because I was listening to you so intently, I thought, okay, well, so I guess what I had to say wasn't so important, but I was going to say that I think how many relationships, I know what it was. Here we go. See, the light switch just went on. The real test in many relationships is not during the good times. It's during the bad. And, you know, we have rules. We have rules in life. We have all types of different rules, no matter where we go. Even in our jobs, we need to have rules in a relationship. When you're having communication that's a little tough, don't bring up someone's past or their non-performance or their performance, or the way they looked at this person, or the way, because you're sidetracking away from the main subject. And that's what keeps arguments and upsets going continuously, because it's like a free-for-all. Well, let's just bring in the green crayons that this person broke in 1985. No, we don't do that. And that's all a part of self-care. And if someone tries to do that with you, then what you say is, you know what, I love you enough to know that this is getting pretty tough, and I'm going to just ask that we don't talk about this right now. And if I have to, I'll leave the room or I'll leave the situation so we can both cool down and calmly talk about things. That's how you resolve issues and problems. Don't be in a situationship.
Yes.
Don't put yourself in a position where you're not going to get out, but put yourself in a situation in which you're totally loved. And I don't know if you can hear the thunder and the carrying on right now, but holy mackerel, it is like wild outside here for me. I'm sitting by the window, and it is crazy wild. So I just noticed that, and I had to say that. So anyway, sorry for that. So
no problem.
Yeah, it's raining and really, really going on here. Really something else. But anyway, I think, again, I would like to ask all of you to go back to last week's episode and listen to Anne's presentation, how cord cutting those ties, those apron. And sometimes we have a hard time thinking about cord cutting. Let's think about untying the apron strings. Untying the apron strings that we have with certain people in our life, that this apron is covering us and it's tied to us. And sometimes all we have to do is just reach in and untie that. And that is a very, very freeing feeling. Do that. You're going to be so much happier when you do. It's a wonderful feeling to feel free like that.
I have to add something here because it's so important to do, right? But sometimes people say, yeah, well, I don't have the time. We have the time because this is something we don't need to sit in deep meditation. We just need to do it because it's like what they are saying. When we want help from the other side, angels, guides, loved ones or whoever, right, we need to ask for it. We need to state it. It takes less than a minute, to be honest with you, to do this on a regular basis. And then you can do your other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like when you brush your teeth. You always have time to go and brush your teeth, right? So you have time to do this too. And you're going to experience a change that is stunning, life-changing, to be honest.
It is stunning. It is stunning. And one thing I want to say, Anne, is I do this in the shower. And Petey there, that was confirmation. I do this in the shower, and it really helps to wash that anxiety down the drain where it belongs. It needs to wash off of you. And I mean, you're in the shower anyway. You're not going anywhere. You're there for a specific reason. You may as well take a minute or two while you're waiting for the conditioner to work in your hair, right? or you just may as well take a couple of minutes and enjoy the water. And go on from there.
Yes.
All wonderful. All wonderful. So I want to say before we wrap up to everyone, have a very blessed week this week. Happy Valentine's Day. Know that you are very loved. And be safe and be well. And we'll see you again next Saturday. I'm going to let you go for now so we can run the announcements and say Anne and say goodbye. We love you.
Thank you all for listening and calling in, and we'd love to interact with you. Happy Valentine's Day. See you next Saturday, February 18th. Open lines. So get your spot in the queue early, right? And we just love to be with you, and thank you so much once again. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry. This is me taking time.
Or not so much bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Anne, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.